My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Monumental Sports Network were presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We are in downtown D.C. at the Monumental Sports Studios, and we're joined right now by Zach Leonsis, president of media and new enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. He's sitting to my left. He's right here.
Yes, Zach,
thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting us out to these amazing new digs. Less than a year old, I believe, opened in March. Can you let the viewers and the listeners know what went into this, how long this has been in the works, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you guys. Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we had your dad on the show the first time.
He enjoyed
we were
that,
in Fairfax.
By the way. Okay. He likes to come on.
No, but we had your dad on the show probably over 20 years ago at this point. I remember he came in.
No, it's probably 25 years ago.
I don't know why it took so long to get him back on.
No, he's been on a few times. Yeah, but when he first came on, he came in like a members-only jacket.
Yes,
he brought like,
I remember.
He brought like donuts.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can imagine
him wearing that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of surreal. That's how old we are.
I know. We're getting
the next generation.
No, but talk about the facility, Zach.
So, first off, I'm happy you guys are here. I'm glad this worked. I know there was a two-minute technical hiccup to start the show, but we got through it.
It's all right.
And, to be frank, I'd love to have you guys here more often.
Yeah.
It looks so good on TV. If you're at home and not driving, you should turn on Monumental Sports Network and watch it.
Everything's in negotiations, Zach.
That's right. Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, I'll remember that. That's fine. We built these studios over the course of about 18 months. When we first bought Monumental Sports, or rather NBC Sports Washington, we had no infrastructure. We had no production plant. We had no studio space. We were utilizing what NBCU and Comcast had on Nebraska Avenue with NBC and Telemundo, and we had a shot clock over our heads to build something great. And we began the process a little bit before we actually completed the transaction to buy the network. Actually, on the 20th, we'll celebrate our second anniversary of owning and operating the business. And it was a labor of love. I'm really proud of what we built. It is the best-in-class facility because it's all the newest technology. This is the envy of the local sports media.
I
wanted to ask you, do other teams from other markets come in and see what you've built here and say, wow, we need to do this in Milwaukee or in Houston?
There's no chance
in San Francisco.
There are other regional sports networks like this.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah, I guess a blessing and a curse. The blessing is you get to build something new exactly how you want it. You get to future-proof it, build it for the future, best video quality, best yada yada. It was really expensive, but it was well worth it. We decided to spend a little bit more because we wanted it to be great. Part of our thesis in buying our network back was that it was always going to be most important to us in reaching over 3 million viewers across the DMV. Frankly, more important than it was to Comcast. This is a core asset to us. It's one of the most important ways we reach and talk with our fans. And so, we felt like the quality of programming had deteriorated you turned on our, after you guys, we, you know, the network used to play infomercials. Mm. It was like watching air fryer ads and whatnot.
Right.
And then there was nothing leading up to the game. And so we wanted to invest back into the programming. We wanted to improve the experience. And so, you know, we've launched a bunch of original programs. We finally opened these studios. We're going to be utilizing the studios for more shows. Hopefully you guys are here more often. Yep. That would be great.
I think we're going to do some altcasts.
Yes, you are.
That'll be fun.
And so we'll be announcing those altcasts in the not-too-distant future. Actually, today, we're announcing the launch of Monumental Plus, our brand-new digital streaming experience.
And I've heard that you can watch the junks
for free. For free now.
Yes. Now, anywhere? Perfect. How does that work? Explain how it works.
So our local live rights are restricted by about roughly a 150-mile radius around D.C. So those are league rights and just how we work with our distributors. But not all of our programming is geo-gated. And so whenever we have a chance to distribute our video past our region, we like to. And so we're super excited to start to stream you guys for free. Obviously, you're free to listen to on radio. You guys should be free to watch
on TV, too. Are we geo-gated or no?
You shouldn't be.
Right?
I don't believe you are.
Yeah, yeah, right?
You shouldn't be.
I mean, it's cool to be free, but let's also monetize some things, too.
You're selling ads, guys.
I'm all cool with monetizing things. Hey. I know you are as well. You're a businessman.
Let's just sell a few TVs and pay the junks.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Exactly.
Like it.
So it was a relief to open these studios. The team, our production team behind the cameras here did like yeoman's work in terms of producing shows without a studio for about half a season last year. You know, you saw us in the concourse level and in the Arena Bowl. It wasn't an optimal experience, but we fought through it.
Can I get personal for a second? I'm intrigued. So, your father's Ted Leonsis.
Yep.
What's it like working with him? Like working with your dad, like, I couldn't imagine working with my dad.
To be honest with you.
Oh, my dad would yell at me. Oh, if I worked with my dad,
Not great. Sometimes. Listen, I've got such a great relationship with my father. I'm very lucky. We're super tight. We're best friends. We think a lot of the same things.
How much pressure on you as a kid, education wise, when your father's super successful? Look, we grew up in nice middle class neighborhood. You know, neighborhoods, good middle class families, and we always imagine, well, what if we were born into like wealth? Maybe you would be lazy. You obviously are not. You're a grinder.
Thanks.
You want to work.
Nice of you to say. I do appreciate that.
Driven.
It's an interesting question. I would say he didn't pressure me or force me into much. I think he did a good job of introducing me to some influential figures. I had the opportunity to once spend a full day with Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who founded the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing she instilled into me was, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. And, you know, I had great mentors and folks like Senator Mark Warner, who I grew a great relationship with, too. And so being around the right people, I think, you know, pushed me and myself to want to do better, to want to outdo certain things. And, you know, even my motivation to go to Penn over Georgetown, I always grew up thinking I'd go to Georgetown, but I knew if I went there, you know, people would say, oh, he just got in because his father or something like that. So I can control what I can control, and that's trying to work hard, trying to treat people really nicely and well. And
I respect
that.
I'm saying, I mean, we don't know. If I was born in 12th, maybe I would have been lazy. I'd been a bum.
I don't know if I hang out with any influential
people. How do you think you would do?
Well, I don't really want to be a bum, so that doesn't sound
understood.
Good.
Understood.
I kind of like being a bum. I'm like laying on the couch, chilling. I'm kind of comfortable with it.
On a Sunday afternoon, I want to be a bum and watch football.
Hey,
so
talk about the video quality and, you know, that fans are going to experience at home.
Well, we upgraded our video quality from 1080i to 1080p. What does that mean? You know, a lot of times when you watch Monday Night Football or something, they say, you know, it's coming to you in stunning 4K. Mm-hmm. Surprise, it's actually not. Mm-hmm. It's being down-converted by your distributor. So this is the highest quality video that we can distribute now. Mm-hmm. But this facility is built to go to 4K. Mm. And so we've got our engineers actively working on what does that entail. And there are more and more distributors who are saying that could be a great value add. Well, sometimes they want to charge more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just giving it to their customers.
When you watch a World Cup game, for example, and they say it's in 4K,
that's 1080p.
That's still not real 4K.
You're not watching it
in 4K. You know what's amazing? it's still an upgrade.
It still looks good.
It's still an upgrade.
They might be using 4K cameras. Actually, these cameras are 8K cameras.
Right.
But you're not seeing an 8K on, our,
right.
on your television.
Understood. But it definitely translates to a better picture.
It does.
Superior
it definitely
viewing
does.
Experience.
I mean, this is our bread and butter for the network. If our video quality and, you know, the actual production itself isn't good, why would you watch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt a significant burden after we bought the network to ensure that people felt like it was an upgrade, that this was a good change. You know, you didn't want people to say, well, Comcast, NBC, they're TV people. You don't know what you're doing. Why? Well, this didn't work. So we felt a huge responsibility to make this great.
Well, one and thing I think that's great, too, beyond the technical aspect, we all love the people that you guys have, that
yeah.
you see on TV. I mean, you have great broadcast
teams. I feel so lucky in that, you know, when we bought the network, we were able to bring over 70 people with us. And so I had already, frankly, personally built a lot of great relationships with the staff and with the on-air talent. Some of them have, frankly, known me since I was a little kid.
Sure.
It's probably a little odd
right.
when they first found out, but gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've known, like, Locker for decades.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. It's amazing. So, you know, in some ways, a lot of this comes full circle. But they integrated seamlessly. And I think we had tighter relationships here locally than they did with maybe the mothership in New York or you know
right.
Stamford, Connecticut or whatnot. Mm. So that the integration of our network with our team properties couldn't have gone more seamlessly. And, you know, when we opened the studio in March, we finally got an opportunity to open additional offices here, too. And, you know, our team was working remotely for... Well, a couple years, because they were renovating WRC
sure.
for a long time. They just opened, you know, a beautiful new renovation there. So finally, we kind of give our network a home. But the other thing I told our network was there was a lot of change in the local media industry, and I wanted our acquisition to really represent stability. Stability for the network, stability for the team. You hear a lot about different networks in different locales that are under financial distress. And, you know, fortunately, that's not us.
Mm.
We don't have any debt on this network. We're one of the few that's invested back into the product. We think it's very strategic to control and own our own destiny here from a local media perspective. And we think we've got a bright future. We went direct to consumer. We've got other distribution opportunities on the horizon. So we're really excited.
How much has the overall sports landscape just changed in just like the last 3 to 5 years with the sports books? You have a sports book here at Capital One Arena. You've got the franchise valuations going through the roof for NBA, NHL, for all the franchises. What has that sea change been like for you and your father and the network been like in these last 3 or 5 years?
Well, even though I am my father's son, we don't think of this as a mom-and-pop mm-hmm. business. This is not a family business anymore. This is a huge, sophisticated enterprise. And, you know, we think about our business as a platform with shared services and shared sales and marketing forces, and we can launch new businesses off of it. You're right, we kind of went headfirst into sports betting. We were influential in getting PASPA repealed. We spent time in Capitol Hill and with local legislators and whatnot. We were the first arena in North America to open a sports book within our four walls. We were first movers in esports. We've got a little esports theater downstairs called District E. I own a team called Team Liquid, which has won a lot of esports championships.
Is that still projecting the way you guys anticipated?
It's been up and down, frankly. Our
yeah.
team has done exceptionally well, but
like overall,
we're lucky. I mean,
yeah.
our team Liquid will do over $60 million in revenue and break even.
Wow.
So I mean, it's
Jeez.
A real
$60 million and break even.
Yeah, and break even.
Where's all the cost associated with that?
All the cost goes to our players, the staff. I mean, they've got a couple. 100 employees.
How much are players making?
Business. Some of them are making $1 million.
Oh,
if you can believe it.
I'm trying to quit.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
You're too old. Your reflexes are too slow.
But admittedly,
you put Splinter Cell.
Yeah, your hand eyes.
Exactly.
At this age,
exactly.
They don't have Donkey Kong.
It's amazing how many people love video games. I remember when Ovi first came over. He, you know, he was still getting to know people, and like one of his things he would sit down and do all the time is play CSGO. He was a huge Counter-Strike player.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our players love video games. It's pretty fun. We just had an NBA 2K event. Bilal was there playing with people, having a great time. He was beating people. He was really good at the game.
Wow.
So Yeah, it's fun.
That's Cakes' guy, Bilal.
That is my guy. I love him.
Now,
let me ask you something, Zach. So it's been made known to us many times of late that you guys would love to have us over here more, and that's very much appreciated. I'm glad that you guys like us.
But here's the question. How do you react when we're critical of the teams, when we're in a funk? And look, we're a sticky show. I wouldn't take us very seriously. But, I mean, does that freak you guys out?
Not necessarily. No, I think there are times when we stink on the court or the ice, and mm-hmm. we probably deserve it. I think what people do need to – what I hope people understand is that, we talk about business, we talk about platform. We really do want to build all this infrastructure for the betterment of our teams. Our number one goal and objective is to compete for championships.
Right.
And, it's not always going to be realistic to have a championship caliber team every single season. The Wizards are in the midst of a rebuild where we're likely not going to win a championship this upcoming year, but we are executing a plan to build a championship contender.
Right.
And so, I hope that people can understand that and have a little bit of patience, even though I know it's really hard. Signing up for a rebuild is not an easy thing to do. It's hard for the fan base,
the
business. But I think people and fans get it and are excited. They see what's happening. We had a good offseason, a really good draft. And we want to have teams win championships in every league. We've done that, obviously, in the NHL and the WNBA. We must do it in the NBA. We know that.
I think the rebuild actually went over well. I mean, Cakes can attest to that. We grew up as Bullets fans, now Wizards fans. And the perception from the fans, even us, is being stuck in the middle, especially in the NBA, is tough.
Can't do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, I think my father has the right mantra in empowering front office staff to execute on a plan for the length of their contract. And, if you deviate from strategy, that's where things end, potentially prematurely. And we didn't like the results of what we were seeing on the Wizards side, so we made a change. So we've got brand-new personnel. You could have Will Dawkins on later today. Will is uber-talented and incredible talent evaluator. Michael Winger is fantastic. They're complemented by Travis Schlenk and Troy Weaver, some of the best talent evaluators in the league. And, I remember they walked in and presented a 150-page plan. So
wow.
This isn't
a plan.
It's not a concept of a plan. This is a plan. And
Cakes would show up with a plan. Win lottery.
Right. That's not a plan, unfortunately.
Yeah. But, hope is not a business plan.
But,
right. It's not great.
They're an impressive group, but there's always risk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real life. You have bad luck. Somebody doesn't pan out. An injury happens. The ping pong ball doesn't go your way. I mean, nothing is given. So, we execute a great on
this
the cap
close
side.
To Wemby,
we got a little lucky, too.
Oh, so, one ping pong ball away from Wemby.
I know.
Or one combination of numbers. I know they don't just do straight ping pong balls anymore.
There you go.
Not sure exactly how it works.
There you go.
Well, Zach, thank you again for having us in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're more than happy to be here. This is an amazing facility that Monumental Sports has built for all of the sports.
Well, we should mention, Cakes, I believe they have another show to announce, right?
Oh, that's true.
The politics side.
So, last year we debuted a brand new program with Rachel Nichols, which was awesome. I think we saw the power of having a national TV personality drive an interview series. And so we're going to be announcing a new show with Chris Saliza.
Yeah.
It was formerly with CNN and the Washington Post. Really, really good guy. High energy. Lots of fun.
Yep.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And, you know, he's going to take advantage of the fact that we are in Washington, D.C., and he's going to be doing a show that combines politics and sports, profiling members of Congress and people in the government circles about their sports experience. I think it's very organic to Washington, D.C. We're not trying to get political by any means, but, you know, just celebrating who we are in D.C., I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. I believe he's a Junkies listener.
He definitely is.
Yeah, I think he is. You're right. Chris, if you're listening. How you doing?
And again, the app. Everybody download the new app,
yes,
right?
Yes, download the app. You can watch the Junkies for free. It's on iOS or Android, your smart TV device. It's looking great. We just upgraded it, and it's a lot of fun.
Perfect. Very cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you,
President
buddy.
Of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Don't forget, coming up at 7:45, Mystics head coach Eric Tebow joins the Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.